The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Captain Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What a beautiful vessel.
Thank you. It's brand new.
You were sailing. I know there were some sea trials earlier this year, and you guys had the first couple runs of revenue loads. How does this girl handle?
She handles like a dream, like a sports car. Compared to a lot of other ships, she's very maneuverable, very capable. Got all the latest gadgets and buttons and whistles and everything you could ever ask for.
So how does the piloting, you know, of the boat actually works? And you're there to more or less for guidance of them, right? Is that
a lot of times, yes. If we're navigating up and down the river systems, I'm up there as an advisor and overseer, because basically the buck stops with me. But the mate on watch actually has control of the ship, has what we call the con of the ship. He's in charge of the navigation of it. And there's a helmsman that actually does the steering and takes orders from the mate on watch as to how much rudder to apply or when to start a turn, when to steady up a turn, things of that nature. When we're actually making the dock, the mate is down on deck giving distances between the ship and the dock itself over the radio, so I know how close we're getting to things. And I'm actually giving commands to the wheelsman and operating the thruster controls and the propeller control.
Some of the technology, and I had a chance to see this firsthand, some of the technology I find fascinating. One of them, you were talking about the how you can basically set a plot and the ship will run itself.
Yes, it does. It's autopilot, but the autopilot is also linked into the electronic chart system, and we have a route basically mapped out on the electronic chart. And the electronic chart talks to the steering stand. The steering, when it's time to make a turn, it tells the ship to turn. If the ship is getting too far off the intended track line, the autopilot will bring the ship back onto that track line. I think after we get about 100 feet off our intended track, that it starts making corrections and adjustments. And yeah.
The other thing unique that you point out was this, the propeller, and how you can control the pitch of some of these blades on it, right?
Correct. The propeller turns at the same speed and in the same direction at all times. The only thing that changes is the pitch of the propeller blades. If you want to go really slow, it doesn't have very much pitch on it. As you want to go faster, you increase the pitch. If you want to back up, the propeller blade, the pitch reverses itself and turns the other way. The blades force the water to go the other way.
This was built with this river behind us, the Cuyahoga River, in mind to make those sharp turns and
correct,
go around those bends. I mean, this is, dare I say, the most maneuverable boat on the lakes.
Yes, absolutely so. And yes, it was designed for the Cuyahoga River and specifically for the old riverbed, because Cargill Salt has some vested interest in this ship. So we wanted to build the ship to carry as much cargo as we can, but still get into where we need to go with it. So it's kind of a combination of things where she's the shortest of all the ships we own, but she's a little wider than most of them. She's deeper than most of them. So the cargo capacity is the same or slightly better, but because she's smaller, she fits into smaller places.
You've been with Interlake for how long?
Since 1997.
And most recently, I guess, still are the captain of the Mesabi Minor, one of the 1,000-footers.
Correct. I am the permanent captain of the Mesabi Minor, one of our 1,000-footers. I was just chosen to bring this ship out, and I'll stay on it the rest of this year and while we get some other people trained up to take it over, and then next year I'll be going back to the Mesabi Minor.
From your perspective now, between your shortest of your boats and the longest of the boats, how does this handle? How does it compare? You know, what's it like captaining two different, very different types of vessels?
There's a lot of similarities and there's a lot of differences. It's kind of like driving a Corvette or driving a Delta 88 in some regards. There's the bottom line is it's still a boat. Steers from the back, turns from the back. She's way more maneuverable. She's more nimble. She's speedier. Big problem with the 1,000-footers is nothing happens fast. So, and this is still a 640-foot ship that's carrying 27, 28,000 tons of cargo. Nothing happens real fast there either, but it happens faster than on a 1,000-footer.
Paul, thank you so much.
You're welcome.